Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris. Because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree and your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Sex, politics, IVF, mental illness. I bet you have rarely, if ever, heard these topics discussed in church. And I bet you've got questions about them that you'd love to ask a pastor. Well, there's a podcast that tackles these taboo topics. I'm Pastor Mike Novotny with Time of Grace Ministry, and in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny, I answer questions from people just like you as I open up the Bible to give answers that point people back to the truth and especially to our Savior Jesus. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
And we continue with Our American Stories. And here to tell another great American story is our own Ashley Lubinsky, a frequent contributor here at Our American Stories. He is the former co-host of Discovery Channel's Master of Arms, the former curator in charge of the Cody Firearms Museum, and she's the co-founder of the University of Wyoming College of Law's Firearms Research Center. Here's Ashley.
A lot of people know the name Winchester. They know the name Winchester as the quote-unquote gun that won the West. They know the name from any Western movie that's ever been made since Buffalo Bill filmed some of his work. So the Winchester name is so prominent that sometimes you forget that there are other people behind the company name. And one of the people who was attributed with making Winchester really what it was a guy named Thomas Bennett. Now, that's a name you probably don't recognize, but he basically built the company into what it was. He went to Yale, very smart. He was a college wrestler. So Thomas Bennett was a very kind of big, stocky individual, and he was an avid sportsman and loved fishing, hunting, all of that stuff. So, perfect fit for Winchester, right? And this is a really interesting part of his backstory is that he's actually a first lieutenant in an African-American regiment during the Civil War. And so he ends up starting for Winchester in 1870, and he's an apprentice engineer. So he starts kind of bottom of the totem pole. Oliver Winchester came from a clothing background. So he's not a gun guy. He's the businessman. He really liked Bennett. He, was priming him for leadership positions within the company because Bennett also proved to be a very good businessman. What nobody anticipated, though, was the fact that Oliver Winchester's sons would pass away. But Thomas Bennett does marry his daughter, Jenny, in 1872. And some say that they met at a company picnic. So Bennett becomes Winchester's foreign affairs guy initially. So he becomes the guy that is all over the world. And he brings Winchester kind of into the global market. You know, it's part of the reason why everybody knows what Winchester is, because what a lot of people don't realize is early on in Winchester history, they almost go bankrupt, like a lot. And so you see successful, you know, but it's actually a company that really needs some help early on. And so he helps with that and takes the name Winchester, and he goes around the world and he promotes the brand, he promotes the company. The one thing that happens though during this time period is that he misses his family. I mean, how cute is that, right? And so he writes love letters to his wife for 50 years. He calls her my dear girl in the letters. But what's funny is he recognizes that he's kind of rough on the whole love letter thing early on. So in his first love letter, he literally writes, "This is the first love letter that I have ever wrote, so you must not despair because there is not much love in it." So he improves upon his abilities over the years. But all of this travel really, you know, takes a toll on him, and he misses his daughter's first steps. And he also keeps it a little spicy. You know, you can't, you know, sext during that period, but he found a way to communicate overseas with his wife. And so in one instance, he was in France, I believe, and he bought her this beautiful dress and he sent it to her and he wrote a letter that very lovingly says, he got better writing, right? Very lovingly says, "Wouldn't I like to see you in it, or indeed out of it, my dear girl?" I feel like when you think about historical figures, that is not how you see historical figures, but they were people too, right? So Thomas Bennett is a wonderful businessman, and he makes Winchester what it is. But he also is credited with finding one of the greatest gun designers of all time, and that is John Moses Browning. And he hears about them, and he ultimately is the person that pays for Browning's first design and quickly another design. And Browning becomes almost synonymous with Winchester nowadays. Most people didn't necessarily know his name back then. But so many Winchester guns for 20 years almost are initial designs by Browning that come in-house that he basically sells the patent rights to. And then Winchester has the ability to decide if they're going to make it or not. And then they have their in-house designers do that, and then they push the product out on the commercial market. He's also such a strong-headed individual that he's the reason that Browning and him end their relationship. So turn of the 20th century, it's like 1902, 1903, Browning has already developed this really advanced piece of technology, and he brings it to Bennett and he says, "I want a royalty," because he knows this is going to be huge, right? And so Bennett says, "No, thank you, we're good." And so that was it. I mean, the Browning relationship was totally over, and it didn't rekindle until World War I, right before Browning passes away. But it's this 20-year relationship that ends because of a change in contract. And Bennett does not mince his words with how he feels about Browning after the fact. He writes a letter to the salespeople that we call, in my field, the sour grapes letter. And it basically says that John Moses Browning is not that big of a deal, that Winchester had to modify their guns so much in-house to make them available for the commercial market. He calls John Moses's brother Matthew a difficult proposition. That's a direct quote. And then basically at the end of the letter says that they're going to be much better off without Browning, and he can't say the same for Browning without Winchester. But if you do know that history, you know that is not how that goes. But I digress. That's a great anecdote, though, to see that Bennett was this powerhouse within the company. And he's trying to retire by 1910. And he wants to keep it in the family like Oliver Winchester did. And so one of the people that is now starting to take on the reins is his son, Winchester Bennett. I like the little sneaky way of involving that family name. But Winchester Bennett is not as qualified as his father. His father has very high expectations for him. And Winchester Bennett is politely phrased, he's sickly, and he's also prone to anxiety, severe nervous disorders. And so he kind of goes in and out of the hospital, makes some bad decisions for Winchester. And so as a result, and while Thomas Bennett is trying to, you know, build this house and spend his golden years with his wife, whom he loves so much, he's kind of having to step in and out of his role with Winchester. And so Bennett ends up staying involved. He actually stays with Winchester on and off and has his 50-year anniversary at the company, and they call it Bennett Day. So you can see that even though things aren't always as good, the people still have a very strong respect for him. But what ends up happening is after the war, World War I, they think they need to diversify in order to keep the company afloat. And so one of the decisions that is made is that they will go into the retail market. So they sell figure skates, they sell aftershave, they sell all kinds of things to try to keep the money afloat. But the bankers are already getting involved. Things are going south. And I think to me, this one of the saddest things that happens is right before Thomas Bennett's wife dies, she ends up signing over the rest of her shares to the bank. You know, the man who built the company basically has to come back to see the company fall. And he passes away at 86 on August 30th, which is 6 months before the company goes into receivership in January of 1931. And the story behind Winchester after that is they get bought out by a guy named Olin. And Olin still owns the company today. So when you see the company Winchester Ammunition, that is Olin, which is the most closely connected to the original Winchester company. When you see Winchester names associated with anything else, like the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, that is by Browning, which is also affiliated with a Belgian-based company called FN, and they license the name Winchester from Olin. So once Olin gets a hold of it, they don't let go, and they still have it today. And when you see Winchester Ammunition, you're looking at the closest company to the original one.
And a terrific job on the editing, production, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Ashley Lubinsky for bringing her passion, her enthusiasm for firearms, and my goodness, what stories she tells us. And we learn about the man behind the man, or the woman behind the man, as sometimes is the case as well. The man behind the man that powered Winchester, and that is Thomas Bennett, a Yalie, a college wrestler, loved fishing and hunting, and he was the first lieutenant in an African-American regiment in the Civil War. A fascinating guy, and he hustled and traveled around the country to keep Winchester in business. We've also done a story about Browning, another force behind the Winchester brand as well. The story of a great American brand and the person whose name you didn't know who powered it, here on Our American Story.
Ever had questions for your pastor but felt awkward or embarrassed to ask them? Maybe questions about sex or politics or IVF or mental illness? There's a podcast for that. I'm Pastor Mike Novotny with Time of Grace Ministry, and in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny, I answer questions from people just like you. I open up the Bible to give answers that point people back to the truth and especially to Jesus. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
With Amex Platinum, you can really be in the now. Access to Resi Priority Notify.
Yes.
4 p.m. checkout with fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel.
We needed this.
And dedicated card member entrances at select events.
Let's go.
Means you can focus on the present moment. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
You wake up, put on your Ray-Ban Meta glasses. You're living all in. You realize you need coffee. So you say,
hey, Meta, how do I make a latte?
Brew 2 shots of espresso.
After Meta AI gets you caffeinated, you're ready for some beats.
Hey, Meta, play hip-hop music.
You head to meet some friends, but can't remember the place.
Hey, Meta, call Eva.
Ray-Ban Meta glasses, the next generation of AI glasses. Just say, hey, Meta, to harness the power of Meta AI. Shop now at meta.com/smartglasses.
This is Tanya Rad from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad. This is what you do when you've just found that statement handbag on eBay and you want to build an entire wardrobe around it. You start selling to keep buying. Yep, on eBay. Over that all black everything phase, list it and buy all the color. Feeling more vintage than ever? It's out with the new and in with the pre-loved. Next thing you know, you've refreshed your wardrobe basically without spending a dime. Yeah, eBay. The place to buy and sell new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Starbucks Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shaken Espresso. Made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.